Let's pray first. Yeah. Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, it's truly a day of celebration because we have so many things to celebrate over. Above all, we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate what you've done, and we bless you. Lord, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that your anointing, double portion anointing, will come upon all of us, upon my lips, that I will speak not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the Spirit and in the power of God, that our faith will be not on human wisdom, but in you, O God, in your power. Thank you, Father. Lord, come, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Okay, praise the Lord. What a privilege this morning for me. Because, really, I wasn't supposed to be preaching this morning. Okay? But somehow things worked out that as a son, as a husband, and as a father, I get the privilege to share on Mother's Day. You can't ask for better than that. Praise the Lord. And let me just say that we all here, all of us, we all love our mothers, don't we? We love her care. We love her cooking. We love all that she has done for us. Don't we all love that? I think so. I truly appreciate my own mother. And on this Mother's Day, let me begin by giving her my tribute. She's a wonderful mother. Praise God for her. All right. God's grace is upon her mightily. She has raised 7 children, the magnificent 7. And we thank God for her life, for her devotion, for her generosity, and for her love for all of us. Huh? But also, I want to thank my wife. I cannot forget my wife, because she's been a good mother to all my 4 children, and I'm sure they will testify to her or to all that she has done. And lastly, I want to give tribute to all the mothers here. You can see some of the wonderful children, okay? And I'm sure they all love their mothers very much as well, don't you? Yes? Yes? Don't you all love your mother? Yeah. But when you love your mother, don't forget to give thanks to God. Because it's God who gives you that wonderful mother. Okay? Amen. Amen and amen. Now, I'm going to talk about something which is really in line with what is going on. And let me begin by doing what I call April May Reflect. Actually, it's a reflection of the messages that we've been hearing in April and May, okay? And if you recall, a few weeks ago, on 22nd of April, Pastor Ludwig shared from 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 to 10. And in his sermon, he was talking about we being God's special people. Do you remember that? Yeah, okay, very good. Because when I asked, some of us went, oops. Not surprising, I'm guilty of it myself. But it is good periodically to just remind ourselves what the Lord has been saying to us, okay? And then about on the 29th of April, 29th of April, what a time we had. There was no sermon, but we had a lot of words going out. So were you listening? What was it all about? What was the main theme? From Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, talking about presenting ourselves as living sacrifices. And Pastor again reinforced that this morning. All right? Are you hearing? Okay, this is what God is saying, okay, to us over the past weeks. And last week on 6th of May, which was when I was supposed to preach, but God saw to it that he wanted to say something. Okay, are you listening? Okay, the message was aligning our vision and visual conditions, right? And how the lamb of the body is the eye, okay? So is the eye, if the eye is bad, unhealthy, blocked, our whole body is full of darkness. Yeah? Are you listening? So the Lord is saying something, huh? So you join the dots, okay? Join the dots and bear with me. And allow me to reflect on what we have been hearing in April and May as a prelude to my message, okay? So catch the flow, catch the frequency, all right? So what is the flow and the frequency that God has been speaking to us over the past couple of weeks, months, all right? So the first thing that we can, we heard and we learned is that there is great importance to the control over our eyes. All right? Because the eye is the lamp to our body. All right? And if our eye is out of focus, is blocked, the whole body is full of darkness. Okay? Full of darkness. And because of that, what we see or focus on, it will impact the condition of our heart. Okay? Now, the verse that talks about this lamb, the eye is the lamb of the body, is actually sandwiched, if you look at in Matthew chapter 6, is sandwiched between talking about where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Okay? And then after that, it talks about, in verses 24 and 25 of chapter 6, it talks about that we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God and mammon. Alright? So sandwiched between those two, it talks about the eyes. So the context that when Jesus spoke about the eye being the lamb to the body, it is actually in the context of talking about the heart condition. All right? And so there is great importance to how we must what? We must control our eyes. What we see has great impact upon the condition, will have great impact upon the condition of our hearts. And the condition of our heart will affect our faith, okay? And whether it leads to faith or unbelief, ultimately, okay? And I think if you recall when Pastor Ludwig was sharing about God's special people, he was also talking about how faith and obedience versus unbelief and disobedience. So it will act out, faith will act out in obedience to God, and unbelief will act out in disobedience to God. You follow? All right? And the outcome of all that is that it will either result in we being God's special people as he intended it to be, all right, or we missed out on that destiny. You follow? Okay? So as God's special people, we are to proclaim his praises. But if we lose control of our eyes to begin with, ultimately the outcome is that we will miss out on that destiny that God intends for us. So it all starts out with our eyes, in a sense. Okay? In fact, if you go back, into the very beginning in Genesis, you will get a hint of that, because actually the first sin started with the eyes. Okay? Started actually had a beginning there as well, because Eve saw that what Satan was talking about to her, the serpent, was good. So it started out with the eyes. Alright? So, and that changed the whole destiny of man. Okay? So we have to be very careful with our eyes. Children, you have to be very careful with your eyes. See? Eyes. We need to control our eyes. Alright? And that's something my son also needs to pay attention to. Primarily because why? If you notice where technology is going, alright, where is it going? Everybody now has a phone. A phone is a window, a portal into a whole wide world of everything you want. Alright? Am I correct? It is a portal. You can, nowadays, you can see and get anything that you want. And that's where the good and the bad comes in. It's almost like the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So that's before us. Am I correct? Yeah, it is. All right? So we need to be very careful. Okay, I digress a little bit actually. But hear what the Lord has been saying. Okay? Now, amazingly, about 2 weeks ago, okay, my mom told me, she needed to top up the petrol in her car. So I said, okay, I'll do it for you. I know where to get the cheap petrol. Okay? So, if you don't already know this, Monday is the cheapest day to buy petrol. So get your petrol, save a couple of dollars on a Monday, because the rest of the week is the no-no, unless you really have to. So I said, okay, my wife was still preparing dinner, not ready, so I went. Okay, I went to fill up petrol, went to the counter, and the man said to me, do you want a cup of coffee? It's free. I said, oh, why not? It's free. You know, nice coffee, right? Normally $2. So I say, okay. So I paid the bill and I got my coffee. I went, drank my coffee, I went back home. Had dinner. Then I realized my car also need petrol. So later on I said, no point going at this hour because it's a lot of people. So I waited until about 10 p.m. After 10. Then I went to buy petrol. Then I went there and I said, fill up, went to the counter. I said, I wonder whether any free coffee. And they didn't offer, right? And then I said, do you still have free coffee? He said, yeah. Do you want it? Yeah, I said, yeah, why not? Okay, so I went to top up, have another cup of free coffee. All right? Now I realize why. Later on that, when I went to bed, I realized why they don't offer you coffee at 10 o'clock. I had two cups of coffee, and I couldn't sleep. Oh, man, I struggled to sleep, okay? I struggled. Two cups of excellent coffee, potent coffee, and I struggled to sleep. But I tell you what, there's a good side to struggling to sleep. It was during my turning and tossing about that the message came. So that was 2 weeks ago. So if you have a problem with today's message, don't blame me. Blame the coffee. But I tell you, God knows, all right? So this was 2 weeks ago, all right? Now, last week, have you been to a service where they show you a video, a science video on astronomy? Have you ever been to a church service? I think it's very rare, you know? Am I correct? Have you ever been one? I don't recall. Have you? Very, very rare. So when I came in here and I sat there and then this video came up talking about planetary system, our solar system, and our universe, and the Milky Way, and so on and so forth, I was telling myself, really? Really, God? You know, I tell you, God is speaking. Okay? Because today, I'm talking about, the message I got is talking about God's creation. All right? And here we were watching about this God's wonderful creation, about the universe and all that. My message today has to do with man, God's, the wonder of God's creation. Okay? So, it is really, really coming together. All right? So, praise the Lord for that. Huh? Okay, so man is God's, the wonder of God's creation. And obviously, we know from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, man was created in the image of God. And he created us, he made us full of potential. Okay? Full of potential. He made us full of potential to be productive and to rule, subdue, and have dominion. That was God's plan. And that's how he made us. All right? Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue, eat and have dominion. Okay? And God formed man from the dust of the earth, and then he breathed. It's amazing. What were we singing about this morning? That God put breath in our lungs so that we can praise him, we can proclaim his praises. God breathed into man and made us alive. Yeah? And after he did that, the next thing he did was he spoke into man. He blessed man. Okay? And this we find in Genesis 1:28. Alright? Now, so let's look a little bit from a scientific point of view. Am I going too fast? Are you all jotting? Okay. So let's look at man from a science perspective. Okay? Now science actually is catching up with what the Bible has saying, okay, not the other way around, huh? Okay? And the science of man. Human life is actually written in four letters, okay? And it is written in our DNA. It's pronounced as deoxyribonucleic acid. Short DNA is better, okay? Easier. Now, our DNA determines the structure and function of every cell and is responsible for how our characteristics is passed down from parents to children, okay? And also, Pastor Machin always remind us periodically, the DNA stands for Divine Nature of Abba Father, okay? And it is true. Okay? So life is written in just four letters, A, T, G, C. They go in pairs. Okay? And you can see there, A stands for adenine. There is paired to thymine. And G is guanine. It's tied to cytosine C. Okay? So these four letters, is paired together And it's in a very long sequence. It's a very long sequence of four letters paired together and it contains all our genetic codes. Okay? Now let's have a look at what the DNA actually looks like. Okay? So this is how it looks like actually on this side. Okay? But this is the representation of what that thing is. Okay? So this is our DNA. And every of this is called a double helix. It's like a ladder twisted, okay? Twisted ladder. Okay? And it's very long. And this DNA, our DNA, has a very long sequence, and the long sequence in it represents our genetic code, okay, that tells the cells what to do. All right? So, it communicates all the building instructions of cells and living tissues and their correct functions. Now, why am I going into all these things? I will come to that in a second, okay? So bear with me, all right? Next slide. All right, so in layman terms, our DNA is basically a recipe or blueprint for living things. So if you look at this picture here, you will see this is our DNA, okay? And it carries our genetic code, and it's packaged into our chromosome, which is what you see, the X. And all of this is within our cell, okay? In the nucleus of our cell. Now, I'm no science student. I'm just taking this from science books, if you like, all right? But there are interesting details that is good for us to know, because it has really, it gives us a good perspective of us and God, so to speak. Huh? Okay, so we come to that in a second. So, cells in our body. Now, let's look at some of the interesting details, all right? Just to give you a great appreciation of things, of God's wonderful creation. All right, now, our DNA points to God. Okay, let me explain that, okay? Now, DNA in every cell is like a computer program, okay? A computer program, for students of computer science, I know there are some, all right? The computer code is actually represented by 1 and 0, and there's a long sequence of it. And this represents the intelligence, okay, that is in the computer program that tells the computer what to do. You follow? All right? Now, our DNA in our cell is made up of four chemical letters, A, T, G, C. And it is also arranged in a certain sequence like this. This is what it looks like, okay? An example, and it's very long. And it instructs the cell action, what to do, okay? So, it's really amazing because you have all this long sequence measuring, a DNA measures about 6 feet long, 1.8 meter. Can you imagine? 6 feet long and packaged into a tiny little nucleus in our cell, which is 6 micron. Do you know how small is 6 micron? Your hair, you take your hair, pull it out, you look at that, it's millimeters. So 6 micron is smaller than the thickness of our hair. 6 feet, string until it's so tight, packed inside there, and still got space in there. Okay? That's how remarkable man is in terms of how God made us. That's how amazing it is. Okay? And in each one of us, there is approximately 100 trillion cells. Can you imagine? 100 trillion. You know how many zeros? Take a look out there. How many zeros? Can you all count? There's about 8, 14, 1, 3, yeah, too many for my eyes. Okay? So, but the main thing is this. Like a computer program, is created by computer programmers. Okay? Our DNA has logic put into it as well. So what does that tell us? That it is not evolution. Okay? It cannot come from nothing. There was intelligence to start up with. Okay? So DNA on its own points to God. That God was the one who put the intelligence in there. And that's in every one of us. Okay? We are not some monkey that came from nowhere. Okay? Praise the Lord for that. I don't want to look like a monkey. Oh, boy. Amen and amen. Okay, so some interesting details, huh? The DNA is about 1.8 meter long, fits into the cell less than 6 micron. Huh? And our DNA for man, they found out that we are 99.9% identical. 99.9%. 0.1% differentiate how we all look different. How about that? Okay? So if we were to look at that alone, what does that tell us? That tells us that we are all brothers and sisters. Am I correct? 99.9%. Not only spiritually, but physically, we are brothers and sisters. Okay? Now, if you join all your DNA together in our body, there's 100 trillion cells, 1.8 meter long, you join all of them together, okay, the length of all our DNA in us, every one of us, can go to the sun and back, to the sun and back 600 times. Okay? Amazing numbers. Okay? And yet, it's only packaged in something like my size. What an amazing God. What an amazing God. All right? Last week, we saw the universe, the expanse of the universe. And in the Bible, it tells us that when God made the heavens and the earth, He said it was good. Okay? But when He made you and I, what did He say? It was very good. Okay? So what He was actually saying is that when He made the heavens and the earth, He said, it's like me looking into the night sky and says, wow, look at all that. Okay? Now, when God made you and I, essentially, when He said it was very good, He was actually saying, super wow! That's what He was saying, okay? Alright? He looked at you, He looked at what He made, and He says, super wow. Alright? So, every one of us, praise the Lord, every one of us is super special to God. Don't ever let the devil tell you you are a nobody. No. Okay? We are God's special creation, special people. Praise the Lord. You hear that? Everyone, say to myself, I'm special. Because God made me special. Okay? We are very special to God because He said it Himself. Okay? Super wow. All right, remember that. Super wow. I'm super wow. Praise the Lord, huh? Praise the Lord. Praise His holy name. Okay? Now, did you get anything from that? Okay. So it's not a science class, okay? All right. Let's look at the next slide, which talks about how we said that God created man in the image of God with great potential. Am I correct? We were created with tremendous potential. And from Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, notwithstanding that potential, in the wrong hands, it resulted in great devastation. Okay? And we see that when the Bible talks about how through one man, therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and death spread to all men because all sin. So through one man, that was the potential that God made in man. Through one man, sin came into the whole world, the Bible tells us. All right? In the wrong hands, great devastation. And then, in a sense, history also tells us that one man can do great devastation in the world. Okay? In the wrong hands. But praise God for everything that happen in the wrong hands, in God's hand, one man can change things around. And we see that in Romans chapter 5, verse 18 and 19. One man, Jesus, in God's hand, changed human destiny. Okay? Praise the Lord. One man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we have believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice. Praise the Lord. One man's obedience. Verse 19, many will be made righteous. Praise the Lord. Huh? So, man's potential has been redeemed. Huh? Man's potential has been redeemed. In Romans 5:17, we are so grateful for the much more love of God. The much more love of God. Huh? Because if to one man's offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, huh? We have been redeemed. Our potential is redeemed that we will what? Reign in life. Say, I shall reign in life in Jesus Christ. I shall reign in life through Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That potential in us has been redeemed. We can be. That's why we recite that that statement. Alright? We declare it. We will win because we believe what the Word of God says about who we are, what we have, and what we can do through Christ Jesus. Amen. Huh? Agree with God. Walk in agreement with God. Walk and agree with what God says. Amen. Amen. Huh? So now, the challenge is for us. Huh? It's for us now, the challenge. The work has been done. It's finished at the cross. The challenge is for all of us. Okay? So let me recap. Man was created in the image of God with great potential. Man's potential can be for good or for bad, for evil. But God has redeemed our potential, and it is to reign in life through Jesus Christ. And that potential is for God to use for His glory. Okay? But it is only done when it is consecrated to God, in God's hands. All right? So that is in line with all the messages we have heard over the past weeks. We are God's special people. Okay? But it is only achieved or realized when it is in God's hand, consecrated as a living sacrifice. So that is our challenge, okay? And then that's for all of us. Now, no one is exempted, okay? All of us. The challenge is to present ourselves. And as we present ourselves, God can use the potential in us to change, agent of change. Huh? Amen. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16, it's not up there. It says, talks about, now that we are free, not for using our liberty for a cloak of vice, of maliciousness, but as servants of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. Can you flash that up? Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Amen. Amen. So, which brings me to my last slide. And on this special day, Mother's Day, it kind of highlights the important role that mothers play in the lives of their children, in the lives of their children, are bringing to realize the potential. Okay? And the key, one of the key, is that the mothers and the fathers must supervise what their children watched with their eyes. Okay, what the children watch with their eyes, because that potential can be undermined through lack of control over their eyes. Okay, but we thank God that our mothers, with our spiritual mother over us, always. Telling us, okay, feed yourself on the Word of God. So these children here are really blessed, because every day they are feasting their eyes on the Word of God, feasting their eyes on the Word of God, the truth, all right? So that their potential that God has for them will not be undermined, but will be built up and realized. Amen. Amen. And as they, so the challenge for all of us is that now that we are the redeemed people of God, that we, by the mercies of God, present ourselves, okay? Present ourselves to God so that He can use that potential for His purposes. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just end with, since this is Mother's Day, let me end with this. Proverbs 31:31. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. So shall we all praise our mothers and give thanks to our mothers and wish them all Happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Continue on what Brother Donald said about